This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Our next two stories are about people and their interesting jobs, because some of us actually do end up getting to do our dream jobs. We're taking a look at some of those people in our occasional series, How to Be a Blank. We'll be hearing from people with pretty cool jobs all week, and we're kicking things off with someone whose job it is to turn diamonds and gold into something even more valuable. Polly Wales is the director, founder, and designer at Polly Wales Fine Jewelry.
I did a degree and then I did a master's at the Royal College of Art. You're with other artists and designers for that 2-year intensive period, and everybody is just geeking out on whatever it is that they love. Prior to training as a jeweler, I had studied sculpture. I felt like it wasn't a very direct way to communicate with people. And one of the things that I love about jewelry is that mostly jewellery is given as tokens of love or commemorations. So, you know, it has a sort of much more immediate connection with people. I know a lot of designers who design collections, find, you know, manufacturers, put their vision on paper and have those pieces produced, and they make some really, really amazing work. That's not an avenue that I sort of know very much about, because I went to college and got the training to do it. And I think that's really sort of the way to go about it. Set up a little bench somewhere, get yourself some lessons, keep going, and try to do something that feels true to you and different from other people. Tenacity and commitment and passion, you know, I think are really important. And attention to detail and patience. You know, the way that I've gone about building my business was not by designing a collection and getting a backer and getting some money and getting somebody else to make it, you know. Every single piece that I made then funded the next piece that I made until it grew and grew and grew. I'm at the bench about 3 days a week, and I love it. It's just a very direct, meditative way of working, and that's what I've always loved doing, you know. And it really is idiosyncratic, so every time you try to make a piece, you look at it and it's never going to be the same as another one. And then once it's gone into the cast and it comes out in gold, we all kind of gather around the middle table and look at it and ooh and ah, and it's like Christmas Day.
You can see some of Polly's work and tell us about some dream jobs you'd like to hear more about at marketplace.org.